Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from, that's, by the way, that's where you can subscribe to my newsletter, my free newsletter, which we've been doing now for 20 years. This is the 20th year of the newsletter. Never missed an edition. It'll come to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. You'll get it about probably about supper time on Sunday. Probably depending on where you live in the world. Central time, it's usually there between four and six, something like that. So I hope you check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then my books, the one for my third book, The Age of the Customer, that's won two international awards. And you can go to ageofthecustomer.com. Or jimblasingame.com, that'll get you there. And then the fourth book, the third ingredient, The Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. That book is, you can find it as also at thethirdingredient.com with the number three. Or go to jimblasingame.com, it'll take you there too, and you can buy the book there. So hope you'll check those out. That book, by the way, the new one, has won five international awards. I'm really proud of it. So, folks, I want you to look around you and your business, and I want you to just sort of just sit down and look around and relax a little bit, take a deep breath, and I bet if you think about it, you'll realize that one of these days you're going to look back on today and you're going to say, those were the good days. I think that's what we're going through right now. Sure, we got a lot of problems. We got a lot of issues. We got problem. Washington is dysfunctional. The media, there is no professional journalism anymore. I'm sorry to report that to you. That's not a political statement. It's just the truth. There's no professional journalism anymore. That may be the most dangerous thing that's going on in the world right now. And we got stupid Russia. We got stupid China. We got Mexico can't take care of its own borders, and we got our problems with the borders. We got a lot of issues, right? But let's bring it in. Let's bring it back inside your four walls just for a little bit. You know, I'm always trying to get you to think outside your four walls, but for right now, I think it's okay just to slow down a little bit and bring your focus inside a little bit and say, okay, this is nice. Customers are coming in the door. They're allowing you to make a profit. If you're still in business, you're probably in better financial shape than you've ever been in, because if you survived the lost decade, that's the only way you could have done that. So I bet your cash flow is better than it has been in a long time. Not everybody. But, you know, I've been polling small business owners for 20 years myself, not just the ones I report on, but the ones I do. And I see the trend. I see the trend in the numbers going from the people who are doing great, the people who are doing kind of middling, the people who are not doing so great. And the bottom number is getting smaller, and the middle number and the top number is getting bigger. Yes, there are people out there still struggling, but those numbers are smaller now than I've ever seen. And when your biggest problem is not profit, is not sales, is not taxes or regulations or even health care, when your biggest problem is finding enough qualified people so you can grow, well, that's what my dad would call a high-class problem. That's a high-class problem. That's a problem that you look back, if you've been around as long as I have, you once look forward to those kinds of days, like where we are right now, today. And probably someday in the future, we'll look back and we'll long for today, this very day, how things were in our business right now, this minute. So I just want you to slow down a little bit and think about that. Enjoy what you have. You've worked your backside off. You did without. You deferred gratification like nobody's ever done for the last dozen years or so. And so for the last year or two, you actually are able to cash in on that. You're able to really profit from this. And I mean that profit metaphorically, and I mean it literally. You should be making, there's no reason why you shouldn't be more profitable today than ever before. Even with all the competition out there, for many reasons, partially because you deleveraged in the last 10 years, partially because you figured out how to run your business better, and because business is better, and people are allowing you to charge them for enough money so that you can make a nice gross profit. So this is the good old days. Where we are right now, we long for this day in the past. We'll look back on this day in the future, and with all the challenges going on around us, we'll look back and we'll think, you know what? Those were the good days. And that's right now, my friends. So I just want you to enjoy it. I want you to think about that a little bit and enjoy today. How about that? Let's just think about that today. Enjoy today. Don't let anything get you down. And remember this. Mark this day for in the future when you look back and you'll say, yeah, that was a good old day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old cages, fires, wagons, blood your mind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.